The fire in Valparaíso also struck a chord with Marjorie Agosin. She's a poet and author who lives here in Massachusetts.
I am a North American and I am a Chilean, and I have one feet here and one feet there.
Agosin was born in the U.S. to Chilean parents, but the family moved back to Chile when she was only 3 months old. So she grew up in Santiago and spent summers in Valparaíso. Later, Agosin moved again back to the U.S. during the Pinochet dictatorship, but she still has very fond memories of life in Valparaíso.
I grew up listening to people singing in the streets, and they were singing songs that felt like poetry. After dinner, my mother especially used to recite poems to us. She loved reciting poetry. She did not write poetry herself, but now that she's 85, she writes poetry. Chile is a country that suffers constantly from national disaster, from earthquakes to tsunamis to fires to rains that wipe out entire cities. So I have lived through many earthquakes. When you are in the middle of an earthquake, there's not much you can do. And often we picked up a book that was nearby or had fallen from a shelf, and we read a poem or we spoke out a poem. We knew poems by heart. And for me and for my family, and I think for many people in the country, poetry is like a form of prayer, and it calms your soul when you think the world is going to crumble and fall upon your head.
Agosin still feels so attached to Valparaíso that she decided to write a novel about it. It's aimed at young readers, and it's called I Lived on Butterfly Hill. That's one of the many hills in this picturesque port city. Agosin heard about the fire there just as her book was coming out here in the U.S.
A very good friend of mine from kindergarten that I speak to every day on the phone, Saturday morning she called me at 7 a.m. and she said, Valparaíso is on fires and Butterfly Hill, Cerro Mariposa, where you wrote your novel about, is also on fire. And I said, I knew. It truly pained me in a different way than when you have an earthquake, because when you have an earthquake, it's everywhere, the homes of the rich and the poor. But the fires were particularly targeted to the poor. First of all, the homes that were burned were built without any urban planning. They were built in very dangerous cliffs. And then, all of a sudden, what people had struggled to build became ashes. I have a home, not in Valparaíso, but 20 minutes from it. And every evening, what I love the most to do in the world, I sit with my husband and I look at the lights of the harbor, and I always feel they're like little fireflies or that illuminate or twinkling stars. But when I look at the lights of the harbor, I really think of my family that arrived to this port for safety. I think of my great-grandmother Helena, who arrived to Valparaíso in 1939, escaping the Nazis. And she and my uncle were the only ones that survived the Holocaust from my family. Chile, unlike so many countries, welcomes foreigners. I am not saying it's perfect. It's quite imperfect. But it has love, and it welcomes people. So I will be forever grateful to the port of Valparaíso that welcome all of us. And sometimes I say it, that I will find a way to help rebuild these hills. I still don't know how, but I think all of us will find a way.
Chilean-American author and poet Marjorie Agosin. Her novel, I Lived on Butterfly Hill, is set in Valparaíso.